Happy 4th and welcome back to another episode of Wedding Day Match. Today we're talking engagement rings, but not just any ring. And not just any diamond, but rather salt and pepper diamond engagement rings. Every diamond is unique, and that sentiment couldn't be more true for salt and pepper diamonds. There's no denying that in recent years salt and pepper diamond rings have grown in popularity. We love them because they are so beautiful and of course special. So we got with Mary Geraldine, the founder of the ethical jewelry brand Gardens of the Sun, for a deep dive into understanding everything there is to know about these statement rings. In the past, Geraldine explains, salt and pepper diamonds were mostly used for industrial purposes. Think diamond drills. However, in the last decade, they have become a trend. They are a popular choice for couples who, as she puts it, want to steer away from the traditional white diamond because they love how unique salt and pepper diamonds are, and because of the lower price point. The question is whether this will remain a trend or whether salt and pepper diamonds are here to stay. Of course we hope for the latter. And in the meantime, we've got all the details for you to decide if these diamonds are right for you. So let's start with the details. These stones are so special because while diamonds are traditionally known for the brilliance and sparkle of a brilliant cut clear diamond, these are more wild, smoky, and mysterious, Geraldine notes. Although they aren't for everyone, there is appeal when considering the fact that salt and pepper diamonds have the same hardness as white diamonds or colored diamonds. But Geraldine cautions that couples should still understand that the many inclusions can make the diamond more fragile and less durable. Now, what exactly does that mean? According to our expert, like clear diamonds, salt and pepper diamonds rank 10 on Mohs scale of hardness. That means salt and pepper diamonds don't scratch easily. But since they have inclusions, they can chip easier than a flawless diamond. Now, if all that tells you that these diamonds are your style, then of course you might wonder what advice we've got when shopping for one. She tells us, because they're so unique, picking a salt and pepper diamond is not like picking a brilliant cut sparkling white diamond, where you'd go for a high quality cut, graded clarity, and avoid inclusions. Salt and pepper diamonds don't have such grading. They're often rose cut in uncommon shapes, so that the finger coverage can differ visibly, even if both diamonds are the same weight. On top of that, no two salt and pepper diamonds are alike. So she often suggests clients choose a diamond that speaks to them. And for someone on a smaller budget but with a larger ring size, she suggests going for a more shallow rose-cut diamond. This diamond will have a larger surface area than a brilliant cut diamond, so at first glance your ring will show more diamond. For the setting, she recommends a bezel setting. Rose-cut diamonds often have natural pits and cavities at their edges, which is a testament of their imperfections and inclusions reaching the surface. A bezel setting tends to cover such imperfections more than a prong setting would. It also offers more protection than a prong setting. Now, you may be wondering what it looks like compared to the prong setting. Close your eyes and imagine this. A bezel setting is one that cups the stone, encasing it in a slight metal overlap. On the other hand, a prong setting has a few metal prongs that fold over the gemstone to secure it in place. With that visual in mind, let's shift our focus to pricing considerations and maintenance. First, pricing, which sadly can be hard to pinpoint. Geraldine explains, it depends on the carat weight, cut, and clarity. Yes, some salt and pepper diamonds are much more heavily included than others. There are also some price differences based on its place of origin. For example, salt and pepper diamonds from Canada and Indonesia are more expensive than those from less ethical origins. Finally, let's cover maintenance of these unique stones, because it's only natural that as you live your life on a daily basis, you question the best ways to clean your ring to keep it sparkly and beautiful. Geraldine says, the best way to clean salt and pepper diamonds is with warm water and mild soap or soap nuts. She recommends avoiding steam cleaners and ultrasonic cleaners, since they can damage salt and pepper diamonds that are already less durable because of their internal flaws. Exposure to water doesn't affect salt and pepper diamonds negatively, although she always recommends taking off your jewelry before jumping into the pool because of the chemicals used to treat the pool water. Now, with all that to consider, you can make an educated decision about whether these beautiful and trendy statement diamonds are right for you. And hopefully you enjoyed this episode of Wedding Day Match. If you did, please give us 5 stars. Leave us a review and make sure you're subscribed. And thank you so much for tuning in. If you want more fashion, beauty, or planning tips and advice, make sure to go to WeddingDayMatch.com, where we have more expert advice, real wedding stories, and our magazine, Celebrate Weddings. Don't forget to tune in to our next episode next Tuesday. Kisses and talk soon.